In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is quite a blessing to be home with all of you again. As you may remember, I was out of town last week. I went to San Antonio, Texas, and unfortunately the weather was about the same as it was here, but it was still a wonderful trip. I had the opportunity to go for a national clergy retreat. And while I was there, the theme that we focused on this year was that of work. Now, the speakers that came to us talked about the theology of work, the idea of work being something good and blessed, but they also reminded us of the importance to have a balance within our work as well. A balance that allows the important relationships in our lives to continue to grow. Our work, they reminded us, is important, but it always needs to be focused in the correct place. Our work is one that must include a relationship with God. If not, we tend to forget, and then we become consumed by our work. And with this in mind, I came across the poem that I wanted to share with all of you, and it's titled Too Busy. And it reads, too busy to read the Bible, too busy to wait and pray, too busy to speak out kindly to someone who passes by the way, too busy working and worrying to think of life to come, too busy building earthly mansions to plan for the heaven above, too busy to help a brother who faces trials and sufferings and woes, too busy to share his burden, no time, I'm busy, you know. Too busy for all that is holy on earth beneath the sky. Too busy to serve the Master. Now, I found this poem important because I think it speaks clearly to me. There are certainly times that I'm too busy, or at least I believe that I'm too busy for many of the basic things that I need to take care of. A consequence of this, though, is that a separation enters into our lives. We become separated from those things that are truly important for us. And we literally end up building walls, building gates, building chasms between us and those things that are truly important in our lives. And this is exactly what we witnessed this morning in our gospel reading. This morning we heard about a man who was not focused on his relationship with God. This morning we heard about a man who was not focused on what the scripture said. This morning we heard about a man who was not focused on his neighbors. So he built a wall between himself and others. This morning it is imperative for us to consider this parable as a reminder that we must be aware not to put obstacles in our journey to receive Christ and to receive the other as well. So our reading again continues to be from the Gospel of St. Luke, and it begins with a very clear description of the rich man. He was described as someone who had everything he could possibly need, at least from the perspective of our society. Then the scripture continues, and we hear these words, "And at his gate lie a poor man named Lazarus, full of sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked Lazarus's sores." Now, here we have a description of poor Lazarus. And Lazarus was certainly that. He was poor. He was someone whose basic needs were not met. But there was something else of great importance that we have to focus on. And it comes from these words, "And at his gate lie a poor man." Right away, we see the separation between the rich man and others, a division between him and Lazarus. And this division is not so much because of his wealth, it's because of his ignorance. It is there because he was unaware and he chose to ignore Lazarus. Now, we could also view this gate, this separation, as a symbolic one as well. It is symbolic of what happens when we ignore what is happening right around us, when we choose to ignore the pain that is right in front of us, when we are too focused on the work of the day and not a friend who might be in need, when we forget to put some time into a relationship with a spouse, and we forget to put some time into a relationship with a child, and we forget to put some time into a relationship with a parent. Each time we do this, we build walls, we build gates, and there is a chasm between us and the things that are happening around us. Now, it's interesting to note that this separation for the rich man continued even into death. After they both died, the rich man has this conversation with Abraham. He sees Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, and he calls out to him. And he says, "Father Abraham, send Lazarus to me in order to help me." And Abraham responds in this way. He says, "Between us and you is a great chasm, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us." The separation he built during his life between himself, God, and others followed him unto death as well. Again, the separation was not there merely because of his wealth, but more so because he chose to ignore. He ignored the needs that were around him. And the other thing we have to bear in mind is that he had everything he needed to change things. He tells Abraham to send someone to his brothers, and the response he receives is this: "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." The rich man had those same resources, and he chose to ignore them. Now, earlier I mentioned to you that we were in San Antonio for the clergy retreat, and one of the main speakers there was a former professor of mine, and he offered to us this quote from St. Maximus the Confessor, and I want to offer it to you because I think it fits with our theme today, and it reads, "The demons do not hate temperance, neither do they loathe fasting or the distribution of wealth or hospitality or any of the things that are characteristic of a life lived according to God, as long as they can twist the motivation of these actions to their own needs." See, the thing we have to remember is the rich man was not mean to Lazarus. The scripture never mentions that he hit him or that he yelled at him. What he did was ignore his suffering. In our lives, many times we do the things that God asks us to do. But in our busyness to do those things, we sometimes ignore the need that is right in front of us. And this is what we need to be aware of. A pastor once wrote, "That means we must each examine our own heart to find the gates that separate us from ourselves, our neighbors, those we love, and ultimately God." And he adds, "Let your gates be opened and your chasms filled. We already have everything we need." That was Abraham's point in sending Lazarus to the rich man's brothers. Abraham was not denying them anything. Nothing was lacking. They had everything they needed. My friends and my family in Christ, each of us must look inwards and see what is the gate in our lives that is not allowing others in. What is that chasm in your life that needs to be filled in order to let others in, to allow ourselves to have a fuller and a deeper relationship with Christ? And remember, we have everything we need to do this. We have the scriptures. We have this beautiful liturgy. We have the sacraments. We have each other. And most importantly, we have the example of Christ and his saints. So today, let us consider the things that separate and divide us from each other, and let us use the tools that we have to fill these chasms for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.